The Hawaii Sports Radio Network on 95.1 FM and AM 760 presents Wake Up in the Den with Ku'ule Agbayani.
Good morning, beautiful people. It's Wake Up in the Den. I'm Ku'ule Agbayani, along with someone very special that's going to join me for the first half of the show. Before we introduce him and talk story, want to first, you know, we're going to talk a lot of basketball today. We'll get you some updated with the results of the PacWest Conference Tournament. And before we talk about the Big West Conference Tournament coming up next week, but just want to let you guys know that later on today, since Paul Brecht is in San Diego, he brought you the action of the HPU versus Azusa Pacific game yesterday to open up the PacWest Conference Tournament. Unfortunately, HPU did fall by a point, which again, we'll talk about a little later in the show. But since Paul's up there already and the University of Hawaii Hilo advanced to the semifinal, he will bring you the action today. UH Hilo taking on the number one seed in Point Loma. That game is at 12:45 p.m. So be sure to tune in and get the action. And let's go Hilo. Go shock the world and get that upset. But we will chat about PacWest later. We will start it off with the Big West. Want to welcome in a good friend of ours. We haven't talked to him in a while, probably since we joined us for the entire hour when we just got to know him when he worked for the University of Hawaii basketball program. Unfortunately, he has since gone on to, I wouldn't say better things, but bigger things for sure. Going to welcome in Dominic Drury, formerly with the University of Hawaii men's basketball program as the director of ops, and now with the Big West Conference, the director of championships instead, and of course, basketball operations. Dom, good morning, my friend. Hi, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on. It's great to see you.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. Now, before we get into all of the basketball scenarios and stuff that will happen next week, I just want to catch up with you, my friend. How have you been? I mean, we're going on about, I was looking it up because I had to make sure I got your current title correct. And the article, like the, I guess the press release, it's been almost a year since that press release came out. I think it was like April 11th when the article was titled that you were taking on that position. We kind of knew it was coming because we were all hanging out at the Final Four together in Houston. But no, how have you been? Like, take us even back just, you know, a little over a year ago and getting ready to maybe make that decision to leave Hawaii and go on and work for the Big West Conference.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been almost a year. Like you said, we were in at the Final Four together and a lot of conversations were happening there. And shortly after got hired and moved back to the mainland during early May of last year. So as I'm getting ready for this basketball championship, it's crazy to think that, you know, last year at this time, it's kind of right when this was all happening and I was with the Bows and trying to win a championship in Henderson. But it's been really good. I really miss Hawaii. I miss all my friends that made over the 5 years in Hawaii, and it's a really great place. And it was a really hard decision to leave, but a good decision at the end of the day. I know I'll always be back, and it's great that I'm in the Big West still working with Hawaii all the time.
Yeah, so. And we know you're still, you know, you have to remain unbiased publicly, but we know where your heart really lies still, so it's okay. But remind me again, where are the Big West offices located?
Our office is in Irvine, so Orange County, South Orange County area. And, you know, a lot of, I believe, 9 right out of our schools are down here in Southern California. So it just makes sense to have our offices here and pretty centrally located. So it's a great area to live as well.
Yeah. How was the move and everything? Was it easy peasy, you know, finding housing, all of that stuff that you have to go through when you make such a huge move? Because how long were you guys living in Hawaii again?
5 years. We were there five full years. It's crazy because I went to Hawaii, you know, almost 6 years ago now with 2 suitcases and my wife, Jessie, and I left with an entire pod full of stuff 6 years later. So it was, It was exhausting in some ways, and trying to move out of our, high-rise apartment on Kapiolani and put everything into a pod and ship that across the ocean along with our car and everything else. And so it took about a month to get the pod across the water and in front door of our new home. So we actually rented in Irvine for the first 6 months or so, and then we bought a home in Orange County. So we've done two moves in the last year. So it's been a lot, but I'm glad we're finally settled.
I know. And we still have to come visit you guys. How is your wonderful wife, by the way? How's she doing?
She's great. She's doing really well, and yeah, she likes it down here. She went to high school in San Diego, so we're close to home for her, and so she's really enjoying that as well.
And how's Kona, right? Kona the
The
cat?
cat,
Yeah.
yes.
How's the cat
Kona's
doing?
good. She was mad at us for a while, sticking her on an airplane for 6 hours and with a few hour delay, actually. But
Oh
she got over it, and she's happy too. So, and her name's Kona. Everyone loves her name when they come and visit, just to have the Hawaii connection. So.
And we are joined by former Dobo at the University of Hawaii men's basketball program and current director of championships and basketball operations for the Big West. All right. So that's a super fancy title, going from director of basketball operations to championships. So tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
Way fancier than what I actually do. I pretty much role is just to oversee men's and women's basketball for the Big West. Kind of be the main point of contact for our schools, our coaches, administrators. And then probably my biggest responsibility is next week, and that's running the basketball championship in Henderson. So, right now I'm pretty much full-time basketball, which has been great. And so obviously something I love and enjoy. But yeah, so working with officiating, game management at all of our basketball arenas, stadiums, courts, and working with the tournament in Henderson. We have a great team here at the Big West, so it is a all hands on deck effort for a tournament like that, especially offsite in a different state and everything. But so working with everyone here in our office to put on a great event there. And this is year three, and we actually extended for 3 more years. So we have a 6-year deal through Henderson through 2027. So we're excited about that. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much just like the ops job at Hawaii. There's so many little pieces that go into the job of operations and what exactly that means. But overall, it's just overseeing the sport of basketball. Scheduling is another big part of it, non-conference and conference scheduling for teams. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I was gonna say, did you have since, I just like to stop it at director of championships because that just sounds cool. Of course, there's the part about basketball at the end of your title, but I was gonna say, you should probably take all the credit for, having the Big West men's volleyball championships here or and women's volleyball in a couple of years. But because I know that was kind of a big issue for a lot of Hawaii fans that how come we don't get to have this big championships here? This is where volleyball is like the most popular out of all the Big West schools. We're just going to go ahead and throw that out there.
Yeah, obviously the Hawaii fan base really happy. I don't have much involvement in volleyball
Told
at
you,
all,
just take the credit for it.
but yeah, it's great that we can have the volleyball tournament there in Hawaii. I think believe it's 3 straight years. Don't want to misspeak with women's volleyball as well. But yeah, pretty cool event.
Okay, so leading up to, again, I don't want to stretch. We'll talk about it in the next segment about all the different scenarios that could go on. I still want to, just talk story about your day-to-day stuff and how you guys are, aside from the matchups, what goes into the prep and planning for the tournament next week in Henderson?
Good question. A lot of behind the scenes work that goes into it when you're working with marketing, security, ticketing, obviously working with all 16 teams that are going to be joining us in Henderson, practice times, right? Table crew, getting a table crew for stats and scoreboard, Obviously, in-game entertainment is a big part of it. Credentialing and media, except so it goes on and on. Signage, any signage you see throughout the building, all those little things have to be set up by the Big West. And like I said, it is not a me only thing. It's our whole office does a great job getting it set up. But I actually head over there on Sunday, so I'll have pretty much 3 days of prep before the championship to get it kind of up and running, and we should be good by then. But so yeah, there are a lot of little tiny things that go into it, a lot of things you don't think of that all of a sudden come into play. Right outside the office here, I have just loads and loads of things that still need to make its way over to Henderson, basketballs, things like that are really important that you can't forget. So yeah, it's a lot.
So you guys just fill like a few trucks load of stuff and just send it all over there to Henderson.
Yeah, we kind of ship things throughout the year, and then we have a good base in Vegas area already, where some things are stored there, and we're gonna have a few minivans that we just pack full and do the 4 hour drive over. So, and yeah, lot of stuff, but a lot of things are new each year too, such as basketballs and championship apparel when a team wins. They're getting the shirts and hats and things like that. The trophies, all tournament team thing, all those will make its way over. So it's gonna be fun.
Are you responsible for the crazy courtside fans, the entire row that are going to be there of Hawaii fans? I am not directly,
Yeah,
I'm
is
not
that your
directly,
row?
I'm not, I may or may not be talking about all of us. I don't know if Mike told you that, but we do. Like, I mean, obviously we knew that he and I would be there, but we coordinated with a bunch of us, men's and women's basketball fans. So we, one side of the court, we have the whole entire row of court side whenever UH plays. So
That's great.
it's gonna be pretty wild.
Yeah, funny story. We're in the office the day after the courtside seats went on sale. We were doing a ticketing update, and our ticket person in our office said, "Man, it's crazy. All the courtside seats are gone already." And I was kind of giggling, knowing that most of those were the Hawaii crew. And so same crew as last year. So it's gonna be great seeing everyone there.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. Well, because last year we were split up. Like, there were some of us on one side, and then there were another group, like Kaipo, Merla, Ben, them on the other side. And so it was just kind of hard, like when Hawaii, when the women won, and we're like trying to high five each other from, the opposite side of the court. And at least now, this time collectively, we're like, all right, we're all on the same side. It's going to get crazy. Hopefully,
You
no
guys are
one.
going to cause a ruckus
We are. So that's
on
why
the court side.
I had to ask. It's not like you weren't aware, but hopefully you're not directly responsible for the crazy kids that are going to be there next week. I
Well,
won't
I
be
probably
there.
don't know you guys.
I won't be there till Friday, so at least if anything happens before then, I was not involved with anything, so I cannot, although I might be guilty by association. Anywho, all right, so that's all the fun stuff. When we come back, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we will get into the nitty-gritty of all of the different scenarios that can happen tomorrow in terms of seeding for the men's side. The women's side is somewhat simple compared to the men's side, so we'll get into that. And I get it, like, we could just wait until the games are complete tomorrow, but there's no fun in that. It's always fun to go into the final when there's all these things that could happen. It's always fun to go into or to go into the final day, and when you're watching, your team play, knowing exactly the results you're looking for and keeping track with all the other games going on. Well, I think most of the games will be close to done by the time Hawaii tips off. So that's why we do this, because again, we could wait till Sunday morning, but that is just not fun at all. So, and since we have Dom joining us, might as well talk through everything. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on Wake Up in the Den.
Back to more Wake Up in the Den with Ku'ule Agbayani on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760.
Welcome back to Wake Up in the Den. Ku'ule Agbayani joined by Dominic Drury formerly with the University of Hawaii men's basketball program, and now he is doing his, I guess, the bigger and better things. I keep saying better, but I'm going to refuse to keep saying that. Bigger things, because nothing's better than being here with all of us, right, Dom, here in Hawaii. So the big things now at the Big West, Director of Championships and Basketball Operations. Okay, so as we mentioned in the previous segment, with the Big West men's and women's basketball tournaments coming up next week, the women's side is a little easier to plot out currently. The men's side is getting, aside from UC Irvine being at the top, everything else after that, anything can happen, including for the University of Hawaii. Now, obviously, shout out to the Rainbow Wahine, who won yesterday, and because they did, they captured at least a share of the regular season title, the third in head coach Laura Beeman's tenure. And they clinched, however, the number one seed. So because the women's side is a little easier to talk about, Dom, let's answer that question, because I was having this discussion with my other half last night, and he's like, that doesn't make sense. How does that work that they can clinch the number one seed but not the outright regular season title? Yeah, and I was telling him, well, that's what they posted on their social media, and I'm pretty sure they would get it right. Like, I don't know how to break it down exactly how that works. So, Dom, please explain how it works that the women clinch the number one seed in the tournament, but they are still listed as clinching only a share of the regular season title.
Yeah, so some tiebreakers are very easy to break, and you can break them, you know, prior to the season ending, and some are very complex. So we'll talk about some of those too. But in the Wahine situation, they are 16-3, and UC Irvine's 15-4, with only one game left. There's no other teams that could win the share. So even if the Wahine lose and UC Irvine wins, that's why we were able to claim them as regular season champs, obviously. But Hawaii swept UC Irvine during the regular season. So the number one tiebreaker on a head-to-head is your record against each other. And so since they're 2-0 against Irvine, they will, even if they were to lose, they were to on Saturday against Bakersfield, they will be the number one seed in the tournament.
There we go. See, that was easy. And that was a lot better than me trying to explain to him what it was. But that's the good news. So the Rainbow Wahine, as Coach Beeman had talked about, well, either way, they were going to get the double bye, you know, whether they lost both games, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Dom. They would have finished at the lowest, the number two seed, and are still able to get the double bye. So that's huge for the Rainbow Wahine, considering that they are not at full strength yet, which is, I talked about it yesterday, which is crazy to think, because they just find ways to win and they just look so good with whoever is on the court. But fortunately, yeah, so we just have to see what happens Saturday to see if they are the regular season champs or not. We'll see what happens. Obviously, Coach Beeman doesn't share any part of her game plan, really. She barely shares what the status is of any of her players. She just lets us know that they're alive and on the team, as what the answers that we get from her all the time, which is totally understandable. But all right. So either way, the women, number one overall seed, get the double bye. They don't play until Friday. So that's the easy scenario. Are there anything else to be aware of on the women's side and potential scenarios there that are complicated or whatnot?
Well, UC Irvine also has secured the number two seed, so we know that for a fact. They can be co-champions with Hawaii on Saturday, depending on the outcomes of both games. But you know, women's side is very, it's been a great year for our women's programs. Cal Poly and UC Riverside are currently in the 3-4 spot, along with UC Davis. So there's potential for a three-way tie there between Cal Poly, Riverside, and Davis. And as most people know, that the difference between 4 and 5 seed is huge. So once that tiebreaker happens on Saturday night after all the games are played, we'll break that tie. But yeah, Cal Poly, Riverside, and Davis could end up in a three-way tie, or they might not. So this depends how Saturday goes. UC Santa Barbara has secured the 6th seed. Long Beach State has secured the 7th seed. And then there'll be a battle for the last team in between Fullerton and Bakersfield on the women's side. So Bakersfield is out looking in right now. If they were to beat the Wahine on Saturday, that would be a huge win for them to get in. If they don't, then they would be not in the tournament, and Fullerton would end up making it.
See, that's kind of more of the easy side, at least for our Hawaii fans, because all we have to know is that they're the number one seed, and we'll just see what happens in terms of if we're still sharing the regular season title or not. All right. Now it's time for the fun stuff, Dom. And we're joined by Dominic Drury, currently the Director of Championships and Basketball Operations for the Big West. But you might have heard his name before because he spent quite a few years here with the University of Hawaii men's basketball program. Okay, so we look at where Hawaii is right now. They wanted to stress us out the other day on a rare Wednesday and just squeak by in their game against CSUN. But right now they're sitting at four in the Big West Conference standings behind UC Davis, UC San Diego, and UC Irvine. Okay, want to first start off with UC San Diego being second in the standings, but we've mentioned it multiple times before that because of their reclassification period to Division One, they cannot play in the conference postseason or NCAA championships until next season. So with that, is it as simple as just saying like, oh, we can just take them out and then, move all the teams up in the standings when it comes to seeding? Or does their win-loss and who they beat, who they lost to, does it mean anything different to some of these other teams? Like, does how UC San Diego did against some of these teams matter?
A little bit of both. So, yes, everything San Diego does matters just as much as any other team. So they will be part of any tiebreakers that take place, and obviously the seeding will take place with we will seed the regular season, and that includes San Diego. So they matter. Every game that Hawaii has played against San Diego matters. So they did go 1-1 against San Diego, who's one of our best teams. So that helps them in a lot of ways. And once the final seeding is determined, San Diego will then drop out. And everyone will move up that's underneath them, that one spot. But yeah, the UC San Diego games mean just as much as any other game.
Okay, so now, where probably the best ways that you can let all of our listeners know what are the possible scenarios for the home team, the University of Hawaii?
So Hawaii men can finish anywhere between the three of the six seed. So they are very much in discussion for a bye. Obviously, things need to happen for them to fall as low as six, and some things need to happen for them to go as far up as three. So they'll need a little help if they want to get the three seed. And some things would really have to not fall their way for them to get down to the six seed. But that's the that's the separation that they're in right now. And the only seeds that we know for sure is UC Irvine is the one seed. They outright won the regular season last night, and UC Davis will be the two seed in the men's championship. So those 1 and 2 are finalized, and they'll play on Friday. But yeah, three and below are still a huge mess.
And just to kind of give everyone perspective on just in terms of their conference record. So as Dom just mentioned, UC Irvine is way ahead at 16-3. Davis is at 13-6. And then Hawaii sits at 10-9, along with Long Beach State at 10-9 as well. UC Santa Barbara and UC Irvine both at 9-10. CSUN, because they had played that game already, at 9-11. So that's part of the reason why it's such a mess, in case anyone's not familiar with where the rankings and the records are right now for a lot of the teams on the men's side. So, and it's weird, right? Because as a Hawaii, just a Hawaii fan, if you're on the outside looking in, you're kind of like, okay. I mean, higher seed is better, or it doesn't matter where you end up if you get like at least a single bye. But if you're a Hawaii fan, there are certain teams that you don't really want to play and you want to be on the opposite side. One of them being UC Irvine and UC Santa Barbara. Even though they're currently behind Hawaii, they swept Hawaii in the regular season. So, a couple of teams. I know last night we were kind of with the basketball people, including EG, and we were just joking about Is Cal State Fullerton out yet? Can we just not have them in the tournament? Because they have our number for the last couple of years, being that they knocked out Hawaii the last 2 years. So is, do you know, and don't feel free not to answer if you're not sure exactly, if Cal State Fullerton, being that they are currently second to the last in the standings, are they officially out of the tournament?
No, they're
oh
not.
Oh my gosh.
They can still potentially even get up to, I believe, a 7 seed, depending on how it all shakes out. So they're out looking in right now for sure, but there's definitely possibilities there where they can win on Saturday. They have won, I believe, 3 or 4 in a row. So they're playing really well right now. And they play Irvine at home on Saturday. So that'll be a huge game for tiebreakers. And Hawaii plays Bakersfield. So those are both those teams are playing Saturday and will make a big difference on the outcome of those. They are not out at the moment.
That's interesting. And considering, like how you said, Irvine already clinched the number one seed and did you say they also clinched the regular season title already?
Yep.
Yes.
Outright. So they
technically don't really need to play their hardest on Saturday against Fullerton then.
Technically, but you would think that they're still gonna give it everything they got to win the game. It also matters for every team has hope of making the NCAA tournament, and so every win
That's
and loss
true.
Matters in terms
That's
of
true.
Seeding and things like that. So
yeah. Okay. Oh my goodness. So let me try to look at this. Actually, that's something I didn't ask you, right? Isn't this is the new year of getting that, at least the single bye for the 3 and 4.
Yeah, and the double bye for 1 and 2. So that decision was made in the off season. There's a lot of conversation with UC San Diego coming back in next year. Is it going to be an 11-team field? Are we going to keep it at 10? What are the other options? And so we landed at 8 as an 8-team field, and really to protect our best teams. And that's obviously shown with the double buys, and the single buy is being rewarded for a 20-game regular conference season. And how hard that is. A lot of people say it's actually harder to win a conference regular season than it is to win the tournament. So rewarding our teams for that.
Okay. So I know you're Big West, but I'm going to, put my Hawaii hat on you for a little bit. So, and I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot here, but if we were, I know you have some of the brackets in front of you and the seedings and whatnot, what would be the scenario or scenarios that we can hope for Hawaii to be a 3 or 4, so getting at least a single bye and ending up on the opposite side of the bracket of Irvine and UC Santa Barbara? I don't know
that's
if that's
a tough question. We can talk through it. If Hawaii wins on Saturday, they're guaranteed a bye. So they will get that 3 or 4 seed bye. If they the only way for them to get to 3 is if Long Beach loses on Saturday and Hawaii wins. So that would bump them up to the number 3 seed. And that would put them on the opposite side of the bracket as UC Irvine until playing the championship game. The answer to your Santa Barbara question, it's way too hard to know where Santa Barbara is going to end up based on if they win, if they lose, and what everyone else does. So to organize that one might be a little bit too difficult, but if Hawaii does want to get the 3 seed, they're going to need to win, and they're going to need help from Long Beach and who's going to play Davis, which is a big game for them. So if both Long Beach and Hawaii win, Long Beach would have that tiebreaker over Hawaii and be the 3 seed, and Hawaii would be the 4. So that's how that shakes up. If Hawaii loses, then that's when you get into a lot of crazy tiebreakers.
Got it. Okay. I just wanted to end our discussion.
Potentially crazy tiebreakers.
To end that discussion with something somewhat difficult for you, put you on the hot seat, Dom, but no, that was fun. You've been a good sport through all of this. So for all of our men's basketball fans, that's kind of the scenario. I mean, you always, Davis is a tough team too, but Irvine just always has their number. So definitely want to end up on the opposite side of Irvine. So For simplistically, without throwing Santa Barbara into the mix, as Dom just said, Hawaii needs to win tomorrow and Long Beach State needs to lose. Then Hawaii will get that third seed and be opposite of Irvine heading into next week. And of course, getting that single bye and everything else. A lot of other things have to happen where maybe they drop to the four, but still getting a single bye. And then we'll see what happens. But again, well, I know we could wait till Saturday night, Sunday morning, but this would... Where's the fun in that on this Aloha Friday and gives us a chance to catch up with you, Dom, but better let you go. I know there's a lot more planning that goes into it and we can't wait to see you next week and, you know, just pay no mind to the crazy fans that are sitting courtside next week.
Thanks for having me on, Ku, and see you in Henderson and see everyone in Henderson. It'll be a great event.
All right. Thanks so much, Dom. We have to take a break, but we'll be right back on Wake Up in the Den.
Wake Up in the Den with Kuule Agbayani on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760. Don't worry about a thing.
Every little thing gonna be all right. Welcome back to all of you, the beautifulest of all the beautiful people. It's Wake Up in the Den, Kuule Agbayani on this Aloha Friday. Mahalo for tuning in throughout the week and all the weekdays here at 8 o'clock on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM, AM 760, and HawaiiSportsRadio.com. We appreciate all of you guys, and mahalo again to Dominic Drury, formerly with the University of Hawaii men's basketball program, and almost a year now that he's been with the Big West, the director of championships and basketball operations. Can't wait to see him and his wife next week when we're all up there for the tournament in Henderson, Nevada. But so we talked, if you missed it, we talked through some of those scenarios. But the main thing, at least for Hawaii to avoid UC Irvine until potentially the championship, would Hawaii need to be the number three seed? So that scenario was very, very simple. He said Hawaii just needs to win and Long Beach State needs to lose. Then Hawaii will get that three seed. Number one and two seeds are locked in with Irvine as one, Davis at two. But anything from three to eight will be determined tomorrow. So the simple side of Hawaii being three, Hawaii wins, Long Beach State loses. Other than that, I tried to ask him what would happen with Santa Barbara being opposite of us and how that could shake out. And he said, it's going to be a little too difficult to predict in terms of what are the results. And basically, if a bunch of teams lose as well, Santa Barbara could go anywhere from the eighth seed to the third seed. So it gets really, really complicating. If Hawaii were to be the three seed, they would be opposite UCSB. So they're opposite 1, 4, 5, 8 seeds are in one side and 2, 3, 6, 7 are in the other side of the bracket in case that's how things shake up. But I guess we can wait till to see what the results are tomorrow. All right, going to switch gears a little bit. PacWest Conference Basketball Championships also going on right now. Unfortunately, our HPU Sharks fell to Azusa Pacific by 1 point, 56-55. Hilo, however, coming up on top in a convincing win over Biola, 84-72. So in the semifinal will be Azusa Pacific and Academy of Art. And Hawaii Hilo will take on the number one overall seed in Point Loma in the men's basketball championships for this semifinal action. You can hear the Hilo and Point Loma game right here on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network at 12:45 p.m. Hawaii time. Now, before we turn the page, though, Jesse, you know, head coach of HPU, Jesse Nakanishi, had quite a few things to say during the post-game press conference. So we got some of the clips here for you. So this is what HPU Sharks men's basketball head coach Jesse Nakanishi had to say following their 1 point loss to Azusa Pacific yesterday.
Oh, man, it's a heartbreaker. You know, 1 point loss there. 4 points at the end and made it three, but you know, credit Azusa, first of all, Azusa Pacific. They present some unique challenges with their length and rebounding abilities, and they made some shots down the stretch. Especially we both teams didn't shoot it particularly well, but they made some key ones and got some key stops. So credit them.
Hey, Jesse, the team hasn't qualified for the tournament in quite some time.
Mm.
So this is an accomplishment, but going out in the first round is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell your players at the end of the game? How do you get them to keep their heads up and know that, you know?
Yeah, you never have that speech prepared, right? But no one does. But no, we made sure they knew what big jumps we made in kind of year one together, brought in 10 new guys. You know, it's no moral victory for us that we got ousted, you know, that we made it to the tournament at least. But, you know, when we look at the big picture, pretty good accomplishment, not being there in 7 years and able to get the 3 seed and have some big wins along the way. And just the relationships we've got together, it's a really tight team. So it was a really fun year. But we're looking to make those next jumps, bigger jump next year for sure.
You played a pretty solid game overall, and you mentioned the mistakes that were being made. There seemed to be some lack of concentration here and there at certain points. Where does that come into play in the overall?
Yeah, I don't know, big mistakes. We, you know, our defense has been our identity the whole year. I mean, we held them to 56 points, a pretty good three-point shooting team, and yeah, they made some, but you know, it's been our offense that has had to catch up to our D and then make some plays and timely shots and executions. And more often than not, I thought we executed pretty well. Sure, we didn't play a perfect game, but you know, we gotta go make some plays, and you know, we didn't make some when we needed to, but we kept it close and right there, and just didn't have that one play to turn the tables, if you will.
And then, Coach, you guys are losing Tyrese, but you already kind of lost him in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
What's it been like over these past few games? I think the last time you played was actually against the Azusa Pacific back on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. What's it been like for your team trying to figure out and navigate without one of your top reserves?
Yeah, he's been, you know, our energy bug off the bench and provides a lift off the bench. So, you know. Other guys did a good job. Jake and Ethan have been ready, and you know, other guys have, you know, like Melo and Josh have been playing big minutes, but even bigger without Tyrese. And I still feel it's not a one guy to replace him. It's been a team effort to replace him, but really it's just that energy, and that guy's flying all over the court, how he plays, and you know, it's hard to replace that. So it was a loss, but I mean, you know, guys handled it well. We lost somebody throughout the year often. You know, crazy. I've never experienced an appendicitis on my team before. We had two in 1 year, and we had, you know, we lost a player because death in the family, and it's been one thing after another. And the guys have just been so resilient through the whole season. So I'm really proud of them in that aspect as well.
Well, Coach, to kind of close things out here, I mean, talk about the trajectory of this program. I mean, how can you build off of a very successful year this year, and you bring guys back, but talk about the trajectory of this program.
I just think it's all mindset. You know, we read a book together called Mindset, and just continuing our growth every day. And, you know, it's not failure. It's just what you grow from it. And that's our mindset, you know, after every game, after every practice, and after this season, we're just going to keep growing. The expectations and standards become higher now. You know, we expected in our locker, we expected to win every game, and that's the mindset moving forward. And but you can't just expect it to happen. You got to go make things happen. And so we're going to make it happen in the spring. We're going to make it happen when we get them back in the fall. And then hopefully all that work we put in, we'll see the fruits of that labor and come season time. But the expectation is definitely there now. Like, we talked about that expectation, but they've seen the expectation now and what it takes to win at this level. And we got to go beat the top level teams in our league. We got to go beat the top level teams in the region. You know, my goal is always to schedule tough. We're going to schedule as tough as we can. We want to get regionally ranked and in that conversation, so the standards are higher, as high as possible. And you know, this isn't good enough for us. It was a great year, you know, together, and good first step, but you know, I don't want to call it a moral victory, but you know, it was a good year, but the standards are now higher for this program, and we welcome that, and we're gonna do our best to achieve.
Let's go. That was HPU men's basketball head coach Jesse Nakanishi. Not the result they wanted in the PacWest Conference championships, but yes, a good year. And as he mentioned, though, don't want to call it a moral victory, but the standards are higher now. the guys on the team know the standards, and they're looking to finish even higher next year and potentially win the PacWest Conference Championships, but made their return to the postseason tournament for the first time since the 2016-2017 season, and then falling yesterday to Azusa Pacific 56-55. But as we've been talking about this entire week, it's hard to beat a team three times. HPU swept Azusa through the regular season, and then this was a tying tale. But we'll welcome in Paul Breck. He's going to step aside. Paul, who is there covering the games, we'll welcome him to close out the show to tell us about what exactly he saw that happened in that Azusa and HPU game. And then also looking ahead to the Hawaii Hilo game. As I mentioned, they beat Biola yesterday, and they move on to the semifinals of the postseason tournament for the first time, and they will play the number one overall seed in Point Loma that you can hear later today on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network at 12:45. But we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Paul Brecht on Wake Up in the Den.
Back to more Wake Up in the Den with Ku'ule Agbayani on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760.
Welcome back to Wake Up in the Den. Ku'ule Agbayani holding down the fort here in Hawaii. Why? Well, because Paul Brecht is in beautiful San Diego, California, bringing you all the coverage of the PacWest men's basketball tournament, specifically as that is where the two Hawaii schools ended up, that being HPU and University of Hawaii Hilo. Now, before we get into the matchup coming up today that you will hear later with Hawaii Hilo and Point Loma, want to first recap what transpired in the APU and HPU game. So welcoming in Paul Brecht. Paul, what's up?
Cool. Nice to hear back from my Hawaii peeps. It's been a fun show from what I've heard today, and excited to talk about the PacWest tournament, even if our Sharks did end up falling yesterday.
All right. So from what I know, I was manning the boards while you're calling the action. It sounded like quite, you know, the final score, 56-51, 1-point game, but a rather low scoring game, at least if you compare it to the other game that happened yesterday also. But what did you see personally that kind of potentially did the Sharks in with that game?
It was a mixture of a few things. One, Ku, you and I talk about it all the time. Free throw shooting, where you miss five free throws in a 1-point game. It's hard not to look right there. And also, it talked about it during the pregame, where rebounding is a huge thing a lot of times for Azusa Pacific. And there were multiple points where they limited the Sharks on the offensive glass, and holding the Sharks to one and done on offense. A lot of times you heard Jesse Nakanishi talk about it in the last block, where the defense is the calling card of the Sharks. The offense all year has tried to catch up. And yesterday against the really good Azusa Pacific team, it just couldn't quite get there. You saw everybody just a little bit off, it felt like, where even Melo Sanchez was in double figures and he just shot 5 of 15. Diggy Winbush, 2 of 13 from the field. Like, just felt like a really off shooting day in a lot of ways. And otherwise, it was another really good Sharks game, kind of exactly what we've come to expect from Jesse Nakanishi's squad this year, and a really good defensive game plan, a really good defensive game. And just at the end of the day, a close one for once didn't come out on the side of the Sharks, where it feels like a lot of times their late game execution has put them and pushed them ahead in those final moments.
And, you know, now we turn the page, as I played for all of the beautiful people the post game from head coach Jesse Nakanishi. I mean, if you don't want to get fired up playing for that coach, I don't know what sport you're playing, because the future is bright for this HPU men's basketball program, and looking forward to an even better team potentially next year. But we don't have too much time left, so I want to make sure we talk about our other Hawaii school that's currently in the tournament, University of Hawaii Hilo. And as you mentioned, you know, with HPU, just an off shooting day, so anything can happen in these games. Hilo coming in as the 5 seed, beating Biola convincingly 84-72. I mean, they were up by a little more than 20 points at one point. Biola chipped it away to, correct me if I'm wrong, but around 12. But Hilo just was on fire. So tell us a little bit about what you saw from that game. And the positive angle where, hey, if Point Loma, them being the number one seed, but if the shots don't fall, then Hilo will still very much have a chance. So talk to us a little bit about this Hilo Vulcan squad.
They're playing their best basketball at the right time, and that's what we've talked about on this station when it comes to basketball every year. And the Vulcans had a blowout win over the Sharks on the final day of the regular season and just kind of continued that momentum even without Carlos Ramsey Jr., a second-team all-league pick yesterday, injured himself during pregame warm-ups and unsure about his status for today. He was going to try and give it a go yesterday, just couldn't end up doing it. But they are a really, really impressive squad, very similar to HPU, a good defensive squad led by Nandrick Pete in the middle there. And it's a good team. They are actually a really good template for HPU to follow because last year they fell to Biola in the first round, a blowout, and then came back this year with a blowout of their own over Biola. So kind of feels like a two-step process, right, where Hilo – they returned a big portion of last year's team, and now it looks like they are ready with some reinforcements from this year's team to make a run in this PacWest tournament. They split the regular season series against Point Loma, and it went right down to the wire in both games. So really excited to see this matchup today.
Ooh. So you're saying there's very much a chance.
Oh, there is very much a chance. I'm really excited to see what this one does.
Oh, but then, oh, technically Point Loma is the home team. So maybe their fans just don't want to show up today. So that'll be good.
Who knows? At the end of the day, it's all about the people who are on the court making the plays. And Hilo has been making the plays, Koo.
Exactly. That'll be exciting. Well, I'm going to let you go get prepped and, you know, get yourself situated for the long day ahead. But you guys can tune in. Paul Breck there in San Diego to bring you the action, semifinal action of the PacWest Conference Tournament between University of Hawaii Hilo and the number one seed Point Loma. That game getting started at 12:45 p.m. Well, we'll chat with you in like a few hours, Paul.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, Koo. Bye.
Bye. Paul Brecht out there ready to bring you PacWest men's basketball coverage later on today and brought you the action yesterday. All right. So going back to the University of Hawaii, we just got a few times left in case you guys missed the volleyball action. UC Irvine beat Grand Canyon yesterday. So the number one team goes down and Hawaii faces that team today or tonight at the Simplify Arena at Stan Sheriff Center. Hope to see you there, but got to go. Bye!